96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This your boy Pearly filling in for Naughty today, and it's a pleasure, a joy. I'm happy to be here with you today, and I hope everybody's doing good. What's happening out there, man? How's everybody doing? Hey, y'all heard the news? The deadline has been extended, calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high school students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, your school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email is alpha@platoalpha.com. That's alpha@platoalpha.com by September 30th. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio next month. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. Again, the deadline has been extended to September 30th. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They should have had like a retired person's section in this, so we could talk about what does going digital mean for you. As we gone from analog to rotor phones to touch tone, that would have been a nice one for me to write about. But kids, get into it. Get yourself a nice iPad. 7 to 9, 10 to 12. What does going digital mean to you? Enter. It's worth it. Everybody, how you doing? Oh, boy, it's so good to be here today. It is so good to be. Ben Naughty called and said, come. And you know the good thing about it is? This should have been TV. I mean, I know we probably have the Facebook, but I just get a nice haircut. It would have been good for you all to see how good I look today. I was getting real bushy, so somebody said, now I look like Pearly. So let's look at what's going on in the headlines today, brought to you by Fine Threads. Let's see. A quote-unquote strong recovery. S&P predicts ongoing economic growth momentum. Deficit expected to continue. Debt projected to fall to about 73.4% of GDP. That's good news. Alkidis, we have no cash crunch. Appellate court agrees police officer entitled to damages for wrongful arrest. Costs to construct new prison slashed. Now it was low, then it going high, now it's slashed. All I want to know, if you can build a new prison, let's build it right. Let's make them cut back, and then something ain't right, and you got to go spend more money to make it right. Get it right. Chief Justice restricts AWACS operations. Restrictions effective until mid-October when parties head to court. $100 million invested into British Colonial Hotel renovations. It'd be nice to see that. I think that'd be nice. That's a very old hotel. I think it's 100 years old. It has a great history too, you know. If you ever do the Bahama Host program, that's an opportunity. You can learn a little bit of history, but you can still research it. But that has a great history. It was burnt down one time too. Bahamas local for next 10 years. Wonderful. TDC and RCI pitch competition puts 50,000 up for grabs by entrepreneurs. Oh, I can tell you, gosh, Rubus 617, SO 612, and Shell 611, $6. When I told my family that in New York, that they was complaining, but they got a tree something, but I tell them to be a six, they was like, okay, we staying here. Have we seen, is the economy improving? Standard & Poor's, those S&P stands for, predicts ongoing economic growth momentum. Is the, I mean, and a lot of people attribute it to the government's program, and it probably has a lot to do with it. A lot of people contribute it to the fact that we're out of COVID, and there's a lot of people want to travel, so the economy is going to grow because we were like basically nothing. A lot of people attribute a little of both. A lot of people attribute to is the U.S. economy improving? It'll be interesting to see. And then Halkidis, we have no cash crunch. That's the response of the leader of the opposition asking if there's a cash crunch, because a lot of credit unions and some vendors are complaining they're not getting their money till late, and some people are complaining saying that now they have to pay late fees for the mortgage and loans and stuff like that. Minister Halkidis said there's no cash crunch, so why late? Is the question, I guess, is being asked. You know, and them little late fees don't play. Them late fees do not play. Texter, good day, and yes, Pearly, the haircut and blue Dodgers shade. Thank you so much. Please encourage our people to do the Bahama Host program. Yes, I do. I took it. I took the Bahama Host program. I came second. I was a little pissed. I thought I had a second in the test at the end. Second highest score. Yeah, I got to brag about that a little bit. But I would encourage people to take the Bahama Host program. It's a wonderful program. It's probably one of the best things we've ever done in terms of tourism. It basically is teaching us how to sell our country, to be able to answer questions, to know the history, to know what our country is all about, our culture, how we got to where we are today. Talks about from when, I wouldn't say all the way back to Christopher Columbus, from Woods Rogers and looking at, and that's how I was able to talk about the British colonial Hilton. Teaches a little bit about the dance, about the politics of the country, who was in power from then to now. It gives you a full gamut of education on the Bahamas. I think I did a two, I don't know, I think it's either a two-week course or a six-week course. It's how intense you want it to be. But I encourage Bahamians to take it. When I took it, it was $100. I don't know how much it is now, but it's $100 worth spending. It's $100 worth spending. If you're running a store downtown, if you're running a customer service entity, it don't necessarily have to be for tourists, you know. If you're running, you should encourage your staff, or you should pay for at least if you can't do thing half for your staff to take it. Every Bahamian should take the Bahama Host program at least once. I think if I don't do it anymore this year, early in the new year, I'm gonna take a refresher. I enjoyed the course. It was fun. Met some interesting people. Made some friends, and we had a little party, and you bring food and stuff like that. It was a nice time, and you were able to meet people from all over the different industries. Somebody texts, yes, the money late. Mr. Producer, we have a call on the line.
Well, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I think before we give any citizenship out in this country, we should make everybody take the Bahama Host program. Especially if you're a foreigner in my country operating a business.
I agree with you 100%. You know, in the United States, you have to take a test and you have to be able to answer certain questions about America.
You have to be able to speak English in this country to get a passport? I'm asking.
I would think you have to. I don't know the law, but I would think you have to.
Maybe someone could call in and verify that for you.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. No, but if you want citizenship in this country, You should be able to. You have to know about this country. You have to know some of the history. You should be able to pass an exam, whether you could write it or oral. You should be able to pass an exam to prove that you're worthy of being a Bahamian citizen. I agree with you,
but we don't.
I know we don't. But you know, you and I, we think differently.
The tourist asked me if our second language is English, and I had to bring them up to speed, let them know that my family's been here for 400 years. You should know the history.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to go to a school to learn that. You should be taught that at home.
Yes.
People should know.
Yes.
But we don't.
I always tell people this story. My father worked in the hotel business. My mother worked at BTC, or better known as Patelco. We only had an opportunity to sit down as a family for dinner. No matter what you're doing, dinner is at 5 o'clock Sunday evening. We sit down as a family. We didn't move from that table to 10, 11 o'clock every Sunday night. Why? Because it was like a history lesson. My father taught us about Chippingham. He talked about the history of the Bahamas, talked about the history of the politics, the PLP, Ray Ray, and all of that. But it was a learning experience. And sometimes we didn't appreciate until we got older, but I appreciate a lot, and what you're saying, Graham, a lot of education from my dad like that.
Remember now, we're starting to finally own tourism.
Yes.
What do I mean by that? We don't just work in tourism anymore. We're starting to, like Bimini and Abaco, own the knife, the spoon, the fork, the sheet, the pillow, the bed.
Yes, yes.
Called Airbnb. And I told two ministers of tourism that once we started to own tourism, they said it was a joke that the conceptual economy and the internet could never do tourism better than the big hotel man. I said, watch it. Now it's Airbnb, VBRO, and whatever else comes
in. Yeah.
And we're owning it. And I told them, as soon as we start to own tourism, you'll tax it.
But well, that's what governments do.
But think about this. If I have two Airbnb,
and
I don't have a job, and each one of them making, I don't know, $100 a night, that's $1,400 a week. I shouldn't go work in a hotel for $350.
You can do if that, that's fine.
But if that's my only income, right? And you're taxing my income, shouldn't we income tax the big other fellas in the country? See?
I say you see, I gotta say, it's one thing when talking to you, and you and I have been talking years and years and years, probably more than 20 years. You got to be careful when I talk to you, because you're very smart with words.
Guess what the minister them tell me? Man, just go about your business. You'll be okay. I said, but when my boy Scroogey, who does a radio show Friday night on Guardian, isn't okay, I'm not okay. Because, you see, the inner city will come to rob the people who are doing the taxing. And that's when I started getting on that run of, let's get this money from whatever's in this country and give it to the people, because it's theirs. Now you're starting to see the carbon credit thing real. And that money could have paid for the solar on your house for free, which Ms. Christie said in 2016. He wasn't foolish or crazy. Might have been talking to some smart people, you know, present company included. And it is possible, because we have sun in the winter when Germany don't. They make solar panels, put it on my roof for free, get the credit back in Germany to run the nuclear power plant or coal power plant to build a BEMA that I can buy off you. You see how this thing goes?
I understand.
We're sending people all over the world talking about carbon credit. And they ain't even know what a solar panel looked like. Mr. Christie got all kind of solar. See the difference?
I understand.
But anyway, I've talked to countless administrations. And it appears that we hate the people. What do I mean? 50 years, everybody got a $1 billion hotel, and you didn't even get a hospital. 50 years, and the only thing you got is what? Tax on your food. My God.
Graham, I got another caller.
Is your heart.
I got another caller. Thank you, Graham. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Parley, what's up?
Radio man, what you saying?
Hi, radio man. I feel it, also as Bahamians, right?
Talk to the phone. Don't talk to the radio. Talk to the phone.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just talk to the phone. Don't talk to the radio.
Okay, I have my radio.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
I feel like also as Bahamian, right? We need to start to talk about national issue with a second... the normal, the Joe Blow in this country.
That's what I want to talk about. I listen to me. We could talk about S&P and everything like that, and I could probably have a decent conversation with you. But I would rather hear what you got to say.
Okay.
See, because I live in Chippenham, so they my people, so it's about what hearing what they have to say, hearing what the average man on the street is feeling. You know, so good. Let's talk. Tell me what's going on, what you're feeling. All right.
What I hear on the news, right? They say something about building a prison for now, $30 million, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
It's apparently, it was slashed in half. Last I heard, it was like 60-something, right?
Well, actually, it says the cost of the construction of the new prison has been slashed by approximately $40 million after officials from the Ministry of Finance said the previous $90 million price tag was too high. So it slashed from 90 to 50.
Okay, so as far as our government, right? As far as they're concerned, that is way more important. You know who I blame most of all? I blame these people who call themselves media, reporters, and perhaps yourself, okay?
Okay.
Because guess what? Under the FNM, that hospital or that building, called PMH.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? That was under renovation now, over 2 years ago?
Well, the FNM started more than 3 years now.
Okay, Pearlie, that's your name, right?
Yeah, that's, you call me Pearlie.
You call me almost any day. walk. Do me a favor, please, sir. I don't know when you're coming on the air again. That is tomorrow or next week.
Uh-huh.
Walk through that hospital.
Oh, okay? I have done my due diligence of walking through that hospital when my my father was sick and others have been sick. I've been late lately. I've been there. I have not been to the hospital for a couple of months. I had a family member sick. I went there a few months ago when he was there.
No. Look here. Walk there like tomorrow or any time before me and you could talk again. And you start with the part where everybody goes to now, which is A&E.
Yes.
Because I had the privilege of going there with a family member also.
Uh-huh.
And you walk through where they're doing the renovation and see the condition. See how all the roof tearing apart, the bucket in the middle of the roof. See how the people's pouring on top of one another.
Oh, boy.
See how the doctors and nurses, them, you could see the frustration and they stay here in their voices. I don't see how any minister, who the hell you was the minister of health, you was a doctor now. Sometimes, too. You see, you know, talking about one and leaving the other, you know.
Okay.
We had a prime minister doctor. We had two doctors of health.
They're the ones who started the renovations now.
That's their passion, man. You have a passion for something.
Okay.
You have a passion. You're supposed to be doctor and caring. You swear your oath. That, you know, my family member almost died home because they refused to go to that hospital.
Oh, man.
Because they was there a couple of nights before. And when I went there, I said, Lord, in your name, Jesus. And they cried, not for pain, just not to be there.
Not to be there, I understand.
And
a lot of people are calling and saying, we want to build a prison when we need to build a hospital.
It's not just that. We're doing a lot of other things that we don't have to. I feel like the health of a nation got to be the wealth of a nation.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand what I'm saying? You talking about you care about Bahamians. These are your people. Give me an opportunity. To fix what?
Yes.
Why are you leaving it like that? Because it didn't start under your watch? Or you having some work? What about Dr. Davis? So they don't like him or they're not getting along with him or something?
I think he's well liked.
You know why he can't get this thing done, man? Whoever the contractor is, shame on them also. Because guess what? If they're not doing the job sufficient and in time, or take it away and give it to somebody else. No,
the only way I can see the contractor not doing the job if he ain't getting paid.
And my thing is, maybe, but on the same note, right?
Uh-huh.
We say and give us a new hospital, but at least renovate what we have here now.
At least make that more presentable. Okay.
Because people are home dying, refusing to go there. Okay? Wow. And then when you get there, my God, in Jesus' name. Like I say, I blame the media of this country because guess what? All they have to do is walk through that hospital, you know.
Just do the job and report the job.
You stop letting these people run this country. Every time you turn your news on, who start with and end with? That's why I don't even hardly like to watch the news. It's always something about the politician, the government.
I understand that, yeah.
Do something in the community.
Okay.
Something nice and positive. They'll never see them. Or if they do come, they'll never air it.
Well, they'll air it, but it won't be what they call the A.
Being an arid period.
It won't be in the A. It'll be in the B or the C block.
I'm an activist. They in the arid. I've been doing things. They say they come.
Uh-huh.
And you never see it. Because why? No politician was there to speak. We need to stop this nonsense in this country, you know.
I agree.
I am so sick and tired.
I got another call and I understand how you feel. Thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. All right. Got another caller there for me? Caller, you on the air? Don't tell me you run patient and hang up. You know what? Let me take this caller. Caller, you on the air? Caller, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
As soon as I know, I'm going to let you know.
Everything good.
Everything good. Cool. What's up, bro?
I just called to enhance what the young lady was saying just now with reference to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
How long we basically been out of COVID now, really?
Well, if we go let's give it away. Out of COVID, you know. COVID's still here.
You know what I mean.
November 13, 2021 is when the emergency orders were stopped.
Okay, but prior to that, we was locked down that January 8th.
2020, most of it from around March, April 2020, going into... all the way into 2021, yes.
Okay, because I hear the young lady saying 2 years, just over 2 years for A&E.
No, but yeah, I said no. It started. That's when I corrected and said it was probably more closer to 3 years because the government has been in power
3 years,
2 years.
Have you been rushing Jongunu now for 3 years since we come out of COVID? Listen, that hospital's A&E renovations now. See, me and Billy nothing new. You know, I using the word, choosing my words.
Yeah, lightly, I understand you.
Correctly.
I understand
renovation
you.
Started prior to COVID.
Uh-huh.
The year prior to COVID. And the American Embassy started right after that. Now, the American Embassy then put in 3 years and then built down and up to capacity. A&E has already changed six different contractors.
I got you.
Six.
Okay.
And A&E finished yet.
Why? What's going on there? I mean, you know this as a fact or this is what you heard?
I go there 3 times a week.
Okay, okay.
And the section where I just go in, they still got the bucket. If you want me, send you the picture of the bucket on the floor, catching the sewer water.
Wow.
The sewer water leaking on you. And stop the air conditioned water leaking and they're slipping down, breaking their leg and things. They keep trying to keep things that are just in the bathroom we got to use. If you have an emergency, ain't wait. No sign, not wait. Auto on it for 9 months.
Wow.
So when it comes to that prison, like you and the lady were saying, it's not, I want the reporters to go there and dig deep because it's a sinister thing going on with the new prison. I can say as much. All of the players involved in our new prison are first cousins and family members. It doesn't matter what
private contractor
or private contractor.
You know that. Yeah, you can say they first. You know that.
Listen, when GNN come on the radio, I didn't do my research, and I didn't know. I used to wake with half of them.
I got you.
So I know who's who.
Okay, all right.
So check that person out.
I will.
Something going down with that person.
I will speak to the. I will
all
speak
of
to
them, the from room. The midman on government side to the contractor on that side, is for his cousin O'Loughlin. I go on that.
Take that. You on the air, caller? Hello? Are you there? Caller, you on the air?
Hey, I had to just weigh in, Pearly. On
yes, sir.
S&P, right? Those are known convicted criminals, and Obama hit them with a fine of $1.5 billion. Are we going to listen to known convicted criminals? And Moody's, 6 months after that, said they agreed with S&P. So are we going to listen to people who agree with criminals? We need a different... You know what? Have they ever counted all my sand, fish, to know the potential wealth of this country before they downgrade me? They must be crazy. Tell them go pay their fine. And the hospital? We all talking about this hospital now. Years ago, I keep saying over and over, 50 years, from daddy, the Lyndon Pinlan, father, 25 years, and every other prime minister after. Not one new hospital. Okay, the F&M did put a new wing. Let's get him that, Pearly.
Yeah.
So why would you put 4 new tires on a car if the motor, the mechanics say the motor blow and no more good?
But at the time, the motor wasn't blow yet.
Hold on, that hospital built in 1952 by the UBP. It's pretty blown. When did we put the new wing on? 2000-some. Come on, there was 15 hospitals. We have not built one new hospital. We have not built one new city. But we let a whole city rot for the organic behemoths over there in Grand Bahama. I could be long. I could leave you today. Because guess what? One day, you and me come on the show and we'll put on the gloves. You ready?
I ready.
All right.
We work it out. You got another call on the air? Carly, you on the air. How you doing?
Carly, what's up, man? This guy calling from St. Petersburg here.
Hi, how you doing, brother?
Man, check it out. That guy, what are you talking about? The American embassy being billing less time than the... And you got to realize, American taxpayers, you know, their pockets are deep. You can't compare the Bahamas budget to the American budget. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know we can't do that. I mean, and America will spend $5,000 to collect 10 cents.
Yeah. And then, like I said... We pay our taxes. We get our good roads and everything, you know, and all that stuff. And talking about that, with the immigration thing, I agree. You should be able to take a test. It's like, hey, man, for me to came and said, I had to do a civic test. I had to know all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I had to get background checks. I had to get vetted. I had, you know, it was tough. They went back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, we had to do all that before we became citizens. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
One,
man. Stay safe in St. Petersburg.
Go Cowboys.
Go Dolphins. Go Dolphins. Got another caller there? Caller, you on the air? This is an impatient call, eh? Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's take our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more. Do we, should we build a prison or should we build a hospital? Do we need somebody else other than S&P to grade us? Should we have a local grading company? Should a group of economists here get together and tell us what our economy look like? I like that. This is Pearly filling in for Talking Heads with Naughty. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
All junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Do? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your RTC train at Percy's Island Game.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for all. Only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweetens and Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger licking good.
We're back. Pearly in the house for Naughty, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, and we're going to go straight to the line, and I got a couple of texts to read. So hold on a second, caller. Don't go to hold on a second. I got a couple of texts I want to read. Good afternoon, Pearly. Princess Margaret Hospital is a real slaughterhouse. Shake my head. I don't know that. Good day, Sir Pearly. I became a doctor before your son. The renovations to that hospital began over 10 years ago with male surgical 1 and 2. All parties need to be chastised for their lack of action with the hospital. I hope when renovations, et cetera, are completed at the PMH, and more so if we were to build it, are Bahamians prepared to contribute to their care financially? As it stands now, the majority do not. Healthcare is extremely costly. Of note, these are the same people who will go to the Cleveland Clinic and pay. That's got a point there. We'll build, because hospital free. So we'll be, basically, I think you pay $10 or something like that. Are we willing to pay more for the health service? Are we willing to pay more? Or we can have insurance to go to another hospital. Caller, you on the air.
Really?
Hey.
I had a call back.
No problem.
Man, really, man, the level of catching on for Bahamians, that the average really waking here,
Listen, man, listen.
Nobody never called to compare the American with PMH. It was just a comparison in terms of the time and the amount of contractors it takes for them to finish any yet. Does it matter if a Bahamian spending $50 or American spending $50 or something? It don't matter.
And I understand your point.
The time and accountability. What I'm trying to get him to see, since he's so slow, is the money, the level of corruption going on with six different contractors.
I'd like to know what, if it's really six different contractors, I really like to know what's going on there.
That's why I tell you, get out of them bougie seats you're sitting in, and one caller say, get out there.
Listen to me, sir.
I just go to the hospital. I'm dialysis patient.
But let me say,
again, it's 6 years.
Let me say it how my neighbors.
Know what's going on, huh?
Let me say it how my neighbors them can say it. I and I can do that, okay?
I and you.
I said, let me say it how my neighbors will say it to me. I and I can do that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you got
to
get out, man. You can't come with half of the information.
I can get it.
It's just a comparison.
Okay.
With somebody on point and somebody off.
I can get it. I have sources, okay?
I don't want to use the word stealing.
Nope. Less,
I don't want to use that.
I hear what you have to say. I can check it out. Go ahead.
I hear you saying something about same thing. You grab something just now and you run with it about us paying for to go to the hospital if we get a new hospital. Really, come on, man.
I didn't say you needed to have a new. I said, do we want a new prison or a new hospital? That's the question I asked.
We need it too.
Nah, I ain't saying we need it too, but if you only get a dollar. And soda costs dollar. You can't buy two sodas.
But then you got to prioritize, eh?
Yeah. So that's is the hospital the priority or is the prison the priority?
My last point: that Princess Margaret Hospital is no different from the prison you're speaking about, from immigration, from customs, or the members of parliament in the House of Assembly. That hospital is funded by the public, the taxpayers.
And
when you see them charge you to go to that hospital, that is what you call double taxation. It's charging you twice for something you done paid for.
No. I ain't gonna let you say that like that because I understand the argument you're putting forward, and that's fine. I understand the argument you're putting forward, that's fine. But I'm asking, the government has X amount of dollars that it can give the hospital. Is that enough to run the hospital? And if that is not enough to run the hospital, are we prepared to spend $50 instead of $10 to come to the hospital? That's what the question
Pearly,
I'm asking.
Pearly. I ain't paying because I didn't pay for that. But let me tell you
that's
something.
That's your point. I got you. Uh-huh. I got another caller. Go quick. I got another caller.
Go ahead. Let me let the other caller in.
Okay.
Then.
No problem. Thanks, bro. Caller, you on there. That one couldn't be. You got to be patient with me. Listen, you know, I'm still a rookie. I can get them to be a little slow, a little shorter on the talks, okay? Just work with me. Caller, come on. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, they need a new prison. Not a prison, hey, a hospital.
What's up, Papa?
Thank God for life, brother. How you doing?
I have to say thank God. My age, I say thank God for pain.
I hear you, brother.
If I feel that pain, I know I'm alive. But what's
yes,
up?
Yes, yes, yes. In spite of everything, you're still above the age.
Amen. And any yes, day, sir, any day above the earth is a good day.
Yeah. Not a prison, really, right?
Uh-huh.
And if it's a prison, not that kind of money. See, that thing is the gallows. Not the gallows. What the thing is where they put the head between and where they used to do the beheading back in the days? We need a new one of them. And we maybe need a new
one. We don't use them here, guillotine. We don't use them here.
But listen to me, my boy. It's so sickening and intentional what these politicians would be doing, these decisions they'd be making, these smart people. First of all, I never would have put Wayne Monroe. It might sound biased or whatever, but for some reason, my spidey senses or my dumb senses, a criminal lawyer like Wayne Monroe in charge of the police and the armed forces, they wouldn't do something like that.
Some people have questioned that. Some people think it's a good move. Some people think...
I like one of them who think it's a dumb decision.
Okay.
And when he make when he say dumb things or do dumb things to them and it costs the behemoth people, they should be punished for it. We need a new president for these politicians, especially this New Day government crew, what they're doing, what they want to do.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we need a new prison for them. They're talking about new prison, like they care about us so much. They don't give a crap about us.
Man, I got it. You don't think they care? Yes, they care about us, man.
Yeah, but that's what? You're talking just for talking sake, ain't no? Apparently, be real. You don't stay real. How they could care about us? They don't care about us. They show us that. They show us better than they could tell us. What about this FTX thing?
Somebody mentioned that to me today, and before I am able to talk, but I got to do a little more research.
Hold on, man. You're too smart for this now.
Maybe you're too busy, right?
Because a lot of us going through a lot. I don't know if you get it in my ways. I just bounced in back Thursday from last week, Wednesday.
Yeah.
You understand? So everybody going through a little something. I don't know what that is fly around this country. They say the mosquito. I don't know if it's a mosquito. They say only a mosquito could spread the thing. They say it can't go from human to human. So I don't know what's going on.
A little thing bite me that day. It was all over that, putting alcohol and everything because I ain't trusting
that. Maybe doctoring ourselves. We do a lot of the FTX thing, what I asking you about,
yeah,
right?
I want to find out some more information. I ain't asking you what I hear on the news and foreign. Talk to me.
Sound like the people them saying, that guy, Sam, who said, what's his name?
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Sound like he was forced to hack into the system. Before he went to America and they get him over there, extradite him, over, and he went to jail over there.
Uh-huh.
Sound like he's saying the government over here, the officials, them force him to hack into the system to either keep some money, either for some of the business people over there.
There's been some talk about it, and basically we got to get to the bottom of it, and I can do some research. Yeah,
what's happening? Naughty take the day off, eh?
Naughty got some dealing with some things, so he can ask me to help him out a little bit, you know?
Are you going
to
finish this till 6, or are you going to do the sports at 5?
I can do the sports at 5.
At 5'8".
Yes.
Yeah, man. Need a new prison for people like Wayne Monroe and Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell. They're getting away with political murder in this country. Anyhow, keep up the good work.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I keep telling you to call us. Be patient with me, you know. Be patient. Mr. Producer, I got a caller there. I hope this one of his school was calling and got impatient. Call you on the air.
No, this is him, man. You ain't let me finish. Ain't nobody want to call.
But I got three more callers ringing in. So
hospital can run as long as when certain ministers are in charge of the Ministry of Health, $100 million a day, don't go miss it. The hospital can run.
I got you.
It's just misappropriation and bad management. Okay.
Thank you. GNN getting me now. I got another caller there, Mr. Producer. Caller, you on the air.
Yeah, Pearly, how you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, C. Allen, how you doing?
All right, sir. It says that you can manage, but you cannot measure. And you cannot measure, but you cannot perceive, acknowledge, or understand.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I know they call these talk shows, but I apologize to anyone for interjecting thought into it. And so I hear a lot of times, I think now we at a crucial point in just a side note, FTX is a very interesting story as someone that has been on it before the collapse.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested in having a conversation on.
I want to. And as a matter of fact, you ran across my mind to text you and get some information from you. We'll talk a little later.
Including an early election. Now, when we talk about the development of the Bahamas, like the hospital and everything else, right? I believe that you pay for the hospital, then you don't know accounting. Because if there was the taxes for the hospital we need, they would be taxing us 120%. So they'll take all your salary and ask for 25% more.
But you did see where I came from. I said the government can't put up all the money. Are you willing to put some extra money towards it? That's the bottom line.
But the problem we have, which is explained in the Moody's report, is that we don't have the economic growth proportionately that we should have. We don't have the conversation about immigration in the proper context is based on emotionalism rather than common sense. The population of this country has to grow if we are to build an environment for the benefit of the humans. But we need to have a conversation, not on what you're thinking, what you feel, and fear-mongering everything concerning the growth of this economy. We like to talk about Singapore and Norway and all these different, not Qatar and everything. Like in Singapore, for example, 6 million people, only 2 million are citizens. They don't sleep at night worried about their citizens being threatened because they have immigration legislation, policy and procedures and everything that protects them. But at the same time, they have an influx of people that allow for taxation and growth and intellectual capital to grow the country.
Yes.
We don't have leadership that have these conversations. And with all due respect, you know, when we solar energy and the hospital and all these different things, right, Graham and I are very good friends. And it's tolerable. But I think now we must move beyond the sarcasm. And if you say this is how it's done, because I'm saying that solarization of the Bahamas is garbage. It's a 20-year deal that creates another environment that destroys it. We talk about these natural resources. And according to the same reports that you, same scientists who give you the reports on the natural resources you're now quoting, say in 2050, 50% of your country will be gone. And in 2100, most all of it will be gone. So what exactly what you're building again for the next 77 years? So all of the things we talk about has to be in context. And this is the type of leadership and the type of conversation we must begin to have in the country. It's good to scream, if you solarize this, how'd you follow my advice and everything, for all the newcomers to the environment. And if you believe that the information you had 20 years ago, and I tell people, go to my social media and see that some of the very positions they now actually copied from, I no longer express because information changed and I've matured in my knowledge of what I thought then is irrelevant now.
See, Alan, I got 3 more callers on the line.
Thank you. So
I so appreciate your calls.
We need to up the conversation.
We're going
to
do that.
And then we can solve it. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Got me another caller there, Mr. Producer? Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, Burley?
Everything cool, Burley. What you saying?
Yeah, Stauffer was truthful. And I like what C. Allen said because I wanted to touch on the migration crisis. Since we seem to think that the hospital, the behemoth people don't deserve for the government didn't put money into the hospital. But I know the healthcare system is overwhelmed. A lot of people go there, they expect free services. But Stauffer's right. They're paying taxes, right? And so I don't say every aspect of healthcare should be free. But the government is not facilitating. See, we need a scientific ombudsman. I don't want to go down into the abyss for the shallow-minded. But what you have to understand is certain infrastructure hastens prevention.
I got you.
So if you have, if you lessen the prices on MRI and certain tests, like blood tests, and then people will be more inclined to get catastrophic health care. And even so with diet, basically with the sugary drinks and all these different things. And so I think Dr. Dowell made sense when he was talking about the sugar tax. But what I'm saying is, Burley, Bob was also correct in the fact that he said both hospital and prison. I went to all of those. I'm just waiting to go to the cemetery and they've been God ready to kill me, right?
Yeah.
So hospital, cemetery, or jail. So the fact that most people won't go to jail, but they will surely go to the cemetery and they will surely go to a hospital.
Yes.
But most of them who have money, they wouldn't go to the princess. But what I'm saying is, Stauffer was correct as far as them how long the multi-trillion dollar construction of the A&E, because that's what it is. It's a multi-trillion dollar.
Lord of mercy.
That's what it seems like to me, because it's obviously too tumultuous, because And Papa was correct. So you can't dismiss. You see.
No, you can't.
Yeah, Papa is correct.
See, yes, he was.
I can't be congruent. I'm not a congruent, conformed sheep. The government doesn't care because you can see what they're doing now with the migration crisis as it relates to healthcare, education, et cetera, et cetera. We can see the effects of it. But you telling me that behemoths don't deserve healthcare, but you're facilitating migrants that come here, they're getting free social services, free healthcare, and free education. But then still you telling me I'm not ostracized and being excommunicated in my own society. But yet still, if you had anticipated the growth from migration, as you saw the statistics that stated anything in the healthcare industry to compensate for this influx. So what I'm saying is, I don't want to hear this BS about the hospital is too expensive to fix up. You had a small population that you could have maintained, and you're allowing the population to grow, and you're not doing anything to facilitate the growth of the population. And then, let me show you something. How they like to lie to the dumb masses. The first cases of dengue, and I believe probably because I got dengue a couple of years ago, when the last time I was out, I didn't remember getting bitten by a mosquito. But I'll tell you this. Mexico and most Central American countries, along with Haiti, well, the whole island of Hispaniola, dengue is endemic because they have rivers. But yet still it said that the initial cases were people with a history of no travel. So what that simply means, which is a no-brainer, somebody brought it here. It was imported. That's all it means. You see, but yeah. we just sit in denial. And God help us all, because all that's going up there, hospital, cemetery, or jail, I want everybody dug that. Bless.
Thank you. Another caller on the line. This is my last caller. Caller, you on there. You got the last say. But I guess I can have the last say. Good 1 hour. I be honest with Naughty called me. I didn't know what we was going to talk about today so much. I started to do a little research, but I'm happy to have sponsors. I want to thank all the callers and the texts I got today. Great show. When we come back at 5 o'clock, we can talk a little bit about some marathon running, and we're also going to talk more about sports, and I'll give you my pick for the night. This has been Pearly and Talking Heads for the first hour, filling in for Naughty on Guardian Radio. Go to the break, the news, and we'll be back right after that at 5-something for Sports Talk.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli lettuce and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town. At John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Talking Heads. It's sports time, and this is Pearly in the house today. You know me and Naughty have a saying, you know, so Naughty, when you go and ask me how many girls, I got two. Two nice, beautiful young ladies who I've known for 100 years are here with me today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the marathon in a few minutes. But let's take a quick look at what's happening in the sports scene. Well, hold on. How I could jump all the way over there and not talk about the most favorite part of the show that I like to do. And Naughty will really give me hell if I don't get this thing right today in sports history. And talk a little bit about what's going on, what has happened in sports history. Let me see if I can find it now. I just had it in front of me, and these beautiful ladies come in and distract me. Sit down. Okay, I found it. Here it is. Today is Thursday, September 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2023. In 1970, the NFL Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC TV. The game was between the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets. Yay, the Browns won 31-21. In 1971, the American League approved the move of the Washington Senators to Arlington, Texas. In 1982, National Football League, NFL players began a 57-day strike. It was the first regular season walkout. In 2008, the New York Yankees played their last game at Yankee Stadium. The new Yankee Stadium opened across the street in 2009, and I saw that as a beautiful building. Don't let Naughty hear me say that. And the sports quote of the day, it's deja vu all over again, Yogi Berra. Yogi really had some interesting things to say. Now, let's see what's going on the sports side. I don't even want to read this. This hurt my heart so much. Grenada blast the Bahamas. Visiting squad pulls away in the second half for comfortable win. And we can just glide right over that. Team Bahamas off to CAC Championship. This is the bodybuilders. My good friend from St. Augustine's, Brother Robinson, is leading that team there. I wish you all luck. And the ITF officially meets with Sports Ministry and the BLTA. That's wonderful. That's the International Tennis Federation, in case you don't know what ITF means. Some good stuff in local sports. Just waiting on John Quell and the New York Liberty to get going in the semifinals at the WNBA. Bring that championship home. But in the meantime, we've got... See, and I don't mind talking about this, but I can't even do this anymore. Run. I can barely walk from here to the front door. When I was young, I played a lot of sports. These knees starting to talk to me now. Oh, they're really starting to talk to me. But I have Anastasia Christie Turnquest and Tina, I go on to say Thompson, you know, Tina Lightburn. Yeah, and we have this is we're here to talk about the Bahamas Roadmasters half marathon, 10K and 5K relay. Now, you know, they were here a few months ago to talk about their last event. First of all, how did that go?
That went well. Excellent.
That's it? Yes, that went well. The two people participating, that's it?
We pretty much had we had about 200 persons participate. That was okay. The midnight run.
Yes, the midnight run, yes.
Yeah, so that went well. And we were happy to be back on the road. Uh-huh. Fully outdoors. It was a fun event.
Okay,
it was no competition, okay. It was a fun event. So there now, was no first, second, or third place.
So this what's coming up is this is your 11th?
This is our 11th year for the Bahamas Half Marathon, 10K.
So you was running from you was about 5 then?
Yeah.
Take that compliment, girl, and run
five,
with it.
Yes.
And run with it.
So, yeah, so on Sunday, November 19th,
okay,
2023, on Araki at 6 a.m., we'll be staging the 11th. Race series.
And let me guess, you're running west.
We're heading west. It starts at Araki, heads west for 6 miles and back. So the 5K turns around and goes to Oban.
Okay.
The 10K turns around just before Bahama Boulevard, and the half marathon turns around just in the area of San Fun.
That's only 6 miles? Okay, I think he was getting all the way Clifton to come back.
No. I think he's talking about the half marathon.
No, but you say the half marathon is 13 miles. So you say the 6 mile turnaround is just by San Fun from Miyawaki.
Yes. And it's walker friendly. So, you know, those who say, well, I can't run, you know, it's walker friendly.
So I have to walk the whole half marathon. I can just walk the 5K to go slow, Ben and back.
Ben too, yes, you can walk.
Okay. And I guess Tina ain't running. So Tina,
yes, I am.
You are running?
I am. I am also a roadmaster.
Wonderful. So, and you're here representing the sponsor?
Well, I'm actually here representing Cancer Treatment Centers of America, now City of Hope.
Okay.
We are the major sponsors, and we always look forward to this event. This is our third or fourth third?
I think maybe the
third or fourth, yeah.
Okay.
And we just want to give back to the community. I was sharing with someone earlier, we have lots and lots of Bahamian patients at City of Hope now, and they're all doing well.
Okay.
You know, very pleased with the service. We get really good reviews. We've since expanded City Cancer Treatment Centers. You may have seen the ads because we sponsor this show.
Yeah.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, now City of Hope, one of the leading cancer care research centers from coast to coast. So that means from all over the all over the U.S.
Okay.
And the Caribbean.
Okay.
And Europe as well. We have patients from there, and we have more locations now, which means
closer to
home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More specialists, which means more research, which means more breakthroughs.
Yes.
More advancements, which means more treatment options, and more options means more hope.
You wrote this yourself, huh? How long have City of Hope been in the Bahamas? Help, at least working with Bahamian doctors.
Well, cancer treatment centers, we've been here since 2012. We've been working. We work out of my office in Sandyport.
Okay.
And so we've been here for a very long time. I believe that. I always tell my colleagues in the U.S., we have to give back.
Yes.
And this is one of our ways of giving back, sponsoring marathons. Anything to do with health.
Health?
We're interested
wonderful.
In.
So, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And a wonderful journey.
Yes. Well, you know, cancer has affected me and my family, and not me, but members of my family, on my in-laws as well as within my side of the family. So to see you doing something like this is wonderful. I know my ex-wife is very involved in helping with cancer, losing her sister. So mm-hmm. I know she works with that. So that's something I would always support.
Right.
You know,
right,
so yeah. Always support. Now.
And then this year, our proceeds of our event is the Sister Cancer Breast.
It's wonderful, yes.
Breast cancer support group, so you know.
Yeah, and another entity that I've done another sporting on network with sister we've supported them.
Yeah, so we're happy, you know,
that's
to
wonderful.
Support them this year.
And looking at what we were talking about in my first hour, talking about trying to get a new hospital and the cost of healthcare in the Bahamas. This is always wonderful to hear that stuff like this is out there that we can help.
Yes.
Help our people who need the help.
And Bahamas Roadmasters. You know, we're always looking to get back as well. We don't just run. We, you know, try to support. Speaking of the Midnight Run, our recipient for proceeds from that was the Kidney Association.
Yes.
So, you know, we're always giving back and trying to help on the community however we can.
So tell me a little more about the run. How much does it cost to register? How do you register?
Okay.
Keep the cue bar here.
Yes.
So I can go ahead and do it. I can put
registration is, you can register at www.bahamashalf242.com. That's an active site. And the cost, the half marathon, is $75. The 10K, $45. 5K is $25. And we have a student rate of $20. And the relay is $105. It's a three-person relay.
The QBR code works because I pulled it up, so you can see that.
Yes, it works.
So you know, it's on the 19th. I see for all finishers will receive the half marathon medal and T-shirt, which
yes,
is wonderful.
Yes, all finishers will receive a medal for completing. Each participant will receive a T-shirt, and we also have gift bags. filled with goodies.
The swag bags
with goodies. And we're looking to have a race village with lots of vendors and activities and so forth. Super. So it's a fun event.
Yes. Super. Yeah. We have a caller on the air. Let's see what they have to say. Caller, you on the air?
Yes. How you doing?
I thank God for pain.
Great. I understand.
Doug, I'm good. Thanks.
Great. I just wanted to brag about the Roadmaster Club in the Bahamas.
Please do.
If you want to get in warning, join the road, the Bahamas Roadmasters. We can get you ready.
You in the bad area because your car dropping.
We can do that.
Okay.
And right now we have some of our runners are in Berlin.
Right.
I know. Anastasia is going to tell me about that right now. She's going to give me these names so we can pull hard for them.
And one of them is Siobhan Blades. Right. She's the one that really brought me into the Roadmasters about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm one of the, I don't think I'm the oldest, but maybe around the second or third oldest in the group. I'll be 68 in October.
Wonderful. And you're
and
ready.
We are preparing to go to Toronto October the 12th to do the Toronto Marathon.
Wonderful. Wow. And you're going to run the whole marathon?
The whole 26.2 miles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
and
goodness.
And like I said, if anybody out there really wants to run running.
Yes.
Anastasia will tell you how you can do that, and just join up with us. We can train you, get you in shape in no time. Maybe start off with this, you know, with a 10K, and then go up to the half marathon, and maybe a year later, you'll be trained to do a full marathon. And I just want to big up Anastasia. She's the first female president, and she's doing a tremendous job.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
You know what school she's from.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So, Doug, we encourage Earl to come out. We could train him. We could get him ready for like 10K. Earl, you're welcome to join us.
When I went to the classes, I ran the one and the two because the long way, I didn't want to run long stuff.
Okay.
But it'd be very honest with you. I have a son who's a doctor, so he's always on my case about being more healthy. Mm. So call me. Mm-hmm. Invite me to lunch and then talk me into it.
Anastasia?
Yeah, but as Doug said, we have a number of persons traveling over the next 2 weeks.
Who are?
We have the Siobhan Blades. There's Susan Simmons. There's Linda Williams.
And Michelle
Gibson.
So only women going?
Mm-hmm. On this one.
So they're going all the way to Germany?
Yeah, they left. They left yesterday.
Got some communication from them today.
They'll be running on Sunday.
Okay.
And yeah.
I got to tell people, I use my phone for very little talking. I use it more for internet. So I'm going to pull up the marathon and check it out.
Yes.
See if I can find their names and see how they finished.
They'll be there, yes. And then on October 9th, we have a number of persons going to Chicago.
So who else going? You going?
I'll be going the following to Toronto.
Okay, so the 9th?
Toronto, there's about almost 20 of us going to Toronto.
And everybody's running the full marathon?
Toronto, a few of them are doing the half.
Okay.
Some are doing the half.
And Chicago, everybody's running the Chicago marathon.
Yeah, because Chicago is one of the majors.
Yes.
And it's only a full.
Wonderful.
So,
how many people use, how many behaviors?
I can't leave out South Africa. We have four persons going to South Africa at the end of the month as well.
Really? Yeah.
So there's Charles.
That on my bucket list to visit. Not to run the South African marathon, to visit South Africa.
Charles Johnson and it's David and Gretel Hanna. They'll be participating.
David and Gretel Hanna.
So,
some people say join the army to see the world. Start running to see the world.
Thank you very much. We travel the world every year. We travel as a group.
Nah, y'all do a little fundraising to help yourselves, to help us out, because this ain't
unfortunately,
cheap.
Unfortunately,
flying from here to Germany, I pull that ticket price up right now. That's a little scary.
It would be lovely to have sponsorship, but unfortunately, it's all
self-sponsored.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Corporate Bahamas, we got some great people doing some things, representing the 242.
And we do represent.
Germany,
yeah.
South Africa, Chicago, Toronto.
Las Vegas.
Miami, Boston,
Miami's
right?
Miami's in January, and most of us are doing Miami.
So Corporate Bahamas, you know, Roadmasters, will be able to guide you in the right direction and step up
a bit. And don't forget, we have our own marathon Bahamas coming up in January.
Exactly.
And that's going to be a big one because everybody in Roadmasters will be participating in a marathon Bahamas as well.
Exactly. Some corporate Bahamas will say, well, why are you sponsoring that person who's going to run in Toronto? Okay, you ain't got to worry about your product. You're increasing, and you could advertise your product in the Bahamas. Say you're sponsoring Anastasia Tancrest going off to run in Toronto, and then Anastasia will throw her Bahamian flag on.
Whenever we go, we're fully regaled in our Bahamian flag.
The world will know.
So, and I always go back to when Hurricane Dorian we ran Miami Marathon. And we were fully in our Bahamian colors. We even had special labels made up.
Yep.
And people were like, oh, Bahamas, how's it going? They were really reaching out to us, you know. So we go, we don't just go around. We go and we represent.
And that's how you do it.
People can say, oh, yes, Bahamas, like Bahamas. So, you know.
We need to support this.
We're ambassadors, yes.
So corporate Bahamas, you know, make a call to Roadmasters. Say, listen, what can we do to help? Mm-hmm. And help them out.
It's not cheap.
It's not.
Registration can range from anywhere $150 to $200 easy.
I mean, that's the cheap. That's the cheap payment, because if you look at a plane ticket from here to Germany, so then they're there, what? They get them in tonight?
They got in yesterday.
All right, so that's
Wednesday.
Wednesday, Tuesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're running on Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
And they're not, so they probably leave Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So you're talking 6 nights. You ain't talking about $50 a night room. So you got to find and proper meals. You can't run to McDonald's and get a Big Mac and fries. Mm-hmm. So you got to buy proper meals. You got to buy proper nutritional drinks and water and all that stuff.
You got to eat properly.
And a proper pair of tennis sale. It's a minimum $150.
I haven't even talked about all that.
Get
to Germany, to pay for your plane ticket, pay for your meals. Mm-hmm. That's a few grand easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they have the proper equipment to run and proper tennis shoes and proper and all that stuff. So it's not cheap. So hats off to people who do that. Because I hear one rich millionaire name. I hear people like, no. So that means you're making certain sacrifices.
It is a sacrifice, yes.
To do this. And so I have to say hats off to it. You know, I ran from the bathroom to the back to my lazy boy to see the Dodgers game, and I got to work better on that.
You're invited. Your schoolmate will make sure that you're fully regaled to get out there.
I can look good now. I can dress right now. When I finish the race is a different story.
So when we do have a few sponsors.
Please tell us
about
your sponsors.
Like we said, our title sponsor is Cancer Treatment Centers of America, City of Hope.
City of Hope, yes.
We have Caribbean Bottling Company, who, kudos to them, they've been with us since day one.
Amen.
Providing hydration, our water and electrolytes, our Powerade.
Yes.
We have Bahamian Brewery. They provide us with libations. carbs after the race.
Yes,
they provide the carbohydrates after the race.
Nothing better than a cold collect. Nothing better than a cold collect.
Sands,
sorry.
Yes, and then we have...
Nothing better than a cold beer.
And then we have Lightburn Trading.
Okay.
So there are sponsors thus far.
We thank the sponsors. Without these sponsors, it cannot happen.
It cannot happen
without the sponsors. Like, the sponsors step up the game and help you guys. And I want to congratulate them for that as well. So November 19th, 2023, 6 a.m. That's when they start. You don't pull up 6 and drink.
No,
They start at 6. So you got to be there 4
sharp.
O'clock, 5 o'clock.
6 o'clock sharp.
Get loose and all that stuff. So they start at 6, people. You don't show up at 6 and get them out of the race and start.
Yeah, because there's a warm-up before the race. There's also a little prayer before the race.
Oh, of course.
Well.
You always pray for the health of the runners.
Normally we have Father Palacios who would be there. Anglican.
Good man. I actually went to his ordination in Inagua. As a little boy, I can't tell you my age because you'll do 1 and 1 plus 2.
Yeah.
But I went to his ordination in Inagua, and that's one of the best. That's my first trip to Inagua as a young boy. My mom was from Inagua.
Mm-hmm.
So my first trip to Inagua, and that was one of the best experiences of my life.
Inagua.
So when I always see him, I always say, "Boy, I was right to your ordination." So I witnessed him becoming a priest.
Well, he's been a priest all my life. I don't know if I was born when he saw
it. Well, I think if I remember correctly, I think it was set around 1976.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think if I remember correctly. Yeah. So we start Rocky, we go in west.
Go in west.
The 5K ends at Go Slow Bend. The 10K ends at just before Bahama, Boulevard, and the half marathon takes you all the way to almost the Sunfront.
Correct.
See, you guys listen.
Good, awesome.
You only told me that once,
and
right?
And you like to also say, you know, if you don't feel you're able to participate, you can also come out and spectate.
Yes.
Cheer on, be a cheerleader along the way.
And support the village and buy some from the vendors and help the vendors that make this event. So come have some breakfast.
You can participate in any, you know.
So if you start at 6, if I come around 7, I'll be catching the runners coming in and I could get some breakfast. Sound like a plan. But just before you go, let me take this call. Call me on the air. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
A pleasant good evening. How y'all doing?
I good, Sparky. What you said? You only get 3 minutes a day, Sparky.
But I don't even need 3 minutes. I'm trying to find out what's going on because I have an internet problem, cellular problem.
Oh, my goodness. In this new day. I'm so sorry.
I sent all kind of pictures to... So I know you're on the 5 o'clock sports.
Yes, they're talking about the Bahamas Roadmasters are in. They're talking about the half marathon, 10K and 5K run. They're having on November 19th, starting at Iowa Key. So me and you, you know, you're 72. I ain't quite that there, but you and me, you could go and we could walk it. It'd be a good exercise.
Did my medical issues now walking?
By then, this November, we'll be talking almost 2 months from now.
Boy, look here. I got some physiotherapy got to be done to me.
This and guess what? Ain't nothing better than this physiotherapy. Nice walk. Doctors and everything will be out there.
Freddy, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
I done been to all the doctors. I done been to all the x-rays, all the things.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Then they send me the physiotherapy.
In March next year. Correct? Oh, you got it. We got cut out eight. All right, miss. I want to thank you, beautiful ladies. I haven't seen Tina in a while. Anastasia just here for the run, so that's a few months back, so that was good. That was happy to have you here.
Okay. Nice to be here.
We look forward to talking about some more events coming up, so anytime feel free to call us. You know you're always welcome here, always.
Thank you.
All right, that's not a problem.
It's good seeing you.
And good to see you too. Yeah. I have your card, so we'll talk.
Yes, we will.
All right, and so thanks everybody for coming. We're going to take our first break. This has been Pearly filling in here for Naughty on Guardian Radio Talkies. 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/ for information. Conditions apply.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed, or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. The kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Prevention and control of dengue fever in the Bahamas will depend on how well we can together eliminate the mosquitoes that carry the virus and their water breeding sites. This is a community effort. Every week and after rainfall, check your yard for items that hold water. Tip and turn or remove. Talk to your neighbors and encourage them to inspect their yards as well. Check inside your home for places where mosquitoes can get in or breed. Use an indoor insect repellent safely to help destroy mosquitoes. Fight the bite. do your part to protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust.
It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With Comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon. This is Pearly, the Talking Heads and Artie. You ever had one of them coughing spree? You couldn't. I thought I'd been timed. It come a minute ago. I must have done drink a gallon of water on that. Oh boy. How's everybody? That was a wonderful talk with Anastasia and Tina. And getting more people involved in running. I can't do the running leg because the knees ain't the best knees in the world. But I think I need to start getting into some walking. Maybe I'll take a serious look at doing that. But some people, you should, you know, think about doing some more walking and all that. Now, what's been going on? What's been going on? My dog just got beat last night. I was so vexed, puff up and mad. I couldn't believe that. We just couldn't hit the ball. That kid who pitched for them last night, he actually, in his last two starts, no hit the teams until the sixth inning. But he's been really doing well. Oh, boy. The Cowboys had a break. I heard who's in and who's out. That's who's in and who's out. The Cowboys had a devastating blow to that team today when Stephon Diggs tore his ACL today. So All-Pro cornerback Stephon suffered an injury at practice today. That means he's done. He's done for the year. And that's a blow. That's a blow to Dallas because Dallas has one of the best defenses in football. And now their best cornerback, a cornerstone of their team, and a cornerback cornerstone of the team, is out. So I know Naughty probably very depressed right now. But they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Next man up, they'll be fine. I see for my Kansas City friend, Kelsey, Travis Kelsey, tells Pat McAfee his past injury is done. His knee is 100%. So we should see a better Kansas City team, I guess, like he's trying to say. Micah Fitzpatrick from the Pittsburgh Steelers is the one who put the hit on Nick Chubb that put him out for the season. He's trying to stop a runner. So I don't think he did anything wrong with it, but you know, people's giving him some help, but he's been wishing Chubb's a speedy recovery. And we hope that happens. All right. We hope that happens. You know, that's football, you know, and A lot of running backs are getting hurt right now. which is scary. And I think that affecting why the owners don't want to pay them the kind of money. Because Chubb, great player, he's gone for the year. So you give him $20 million, yeah, he's collecting money and he's not performing for the team. But even though injuries are part of the game, let's get that right. They are part of the game. So it's kind of sad to see that they don't want to pay the running backs and none of these guys get hurt. And the lifespan of a running back in the NFL is not very long. I think it's 5 or 6 years. That's not long. So if you look at a quarterback who like and you look at a Aaron Rodgers who's been in the league or Brady who's been in the league more than 10, 15 years and making the kind of money. They made good money at the time. But as a running back, you only got 5 years or 6 years. And some go a little longer. And you can't make that same kind of money. But you do the same thing for the team in terms of helping it win and making a better team. Right now, for the stinking lousy New York Jets, for Wilson to be successful, they're going to have a good running game to take the pressure off him. Because if he got to do it all, Jets may not win any more games. I'm telling you, then he's not a quarterback as far as I'm concerned. So if Davon Cook and the other runners don't perform, so when you look at it like that, the Jets need running backs to perform, but they ain't gonna pay them the kind of money. That's what took Davon Cook a long time to get. I think maybe he got $6 million. But I'm sure he wanted $12 to $15 million. So that's a big concern when it comes to sports, if it comes to football. And fellas getting hurt in practice, you know, and using Allen Iverson's word, practice, you getting hurt in practice. So I thought the practices went all out in terms of hitting, but ACL ain't just hit. You could just cut the wrong way, and you're gone for the day. So I wish, you know, we hope Chubb gets well and you know, understand it's a part of the game. It's a part of what's going on in the game. So Stephen A. Smith from ESPN said today, he thinks the Miami Dolphins, you know, I got to rub this in. I'm not that guy just yet, is the best team in the AFC. Is it, you know, and Mr. Kansas City, I'm eating it all, but Kansas City got a loss, I think, under their belt, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, eh? I could be very wrong. But when you look at there's only two undefeated teams in the AFC. I think it's Baltimore and Miami. Is Miami the best team in the AFC? They say Tua talking Super Bowl. Is that possible? I don't even hear that. But is that possible? Can they do it? Can they not break our hearts this year? Because, you know, people say, oh, y'all Dolphins, y'all just jump up talking, all this talk come September. When January come around, you're going to finish. Can't handle it and call you Grunts and Grouper and Jack and Snapper. Don't call us Dolphins no more. Will the Dolphins this year hold on and not break the hearts of these many, many, many Dolphin fans around the world, around the Bahamas? Boy, you know, you can talk. You know, if Miami make it to the Super Bowl, you can't talk to Dolphin fans in this country no more for about 10 years. Don't let them win it. That's it. Think we bad now. Imagine if Miami Dolphins win the Super Bowl in February 2024. I'd have to call the Prime Minister and ask to declare the Bahamas that day a holiday. Then we come back and Monday be a holiday. That would be interesting. I like that. I mean, being a Dolphin fan, I like that. Foot baseball is about to close out. I think we got about 2 more weeks of baseball to go. How are we feeling about the Braves? Best record in baseball. That race over. You got other races that are really, really going on. And the race in the American League West has been a lot. That's been fun. Last night game was really good. Even the Dodgers lost, yeah, don't rub it in. I think the Astros, did they walk off on Baltimore last night? Yeah, they walked off on Baltimore last night, 2-1. Baltimore scored in the first inning, then the Astros came back in the eighth with a run, and then they walked off in the ninth. This is where baseball is beginning to be fun. This is where it's really beginning. Let's take a quick look at the standings, because baseball only got, what, is 12 more games. If we look at the American League, Baltimore and Tampa Bay have already clinched a playoff spot. Twins have not clinched yet. They're only 9 games up on in Cleveland, so they collapse. The best races right now is in the American League West. The Astros are half game up on the Mariners and half game up on the Rangers. That is a sweet race. Those every game from here to the end will count. Not like Baltimore and Tampa Bay. They really too. They fight no who's gonna win the division, who's gonna be the wild card. Then you look at the National League, Atlanta already clinched the division. 14 games, so they didn't win that division. Milwaukee and the Cubs having a good face with the Reds. 7.5 out the Reds. Cubs 7.5 out the Reds, 8.5 out. The Dodgers, 2 have already clinched the division. Arizona Diamondbacks 13 games out. So those races are over. But the wild card, and I thought it was brilliant that they added a third team for the wild card in baseball to make it even more fun. So, and the Dodgers will have the bye. They won't play in the first round. So Milwaukee will probably, if the season ends today, Milwaukee will play the Cubs, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks will play. So right now, the division leaders are in the American National League would be the Atlanta Braves, the LA Dodgers, Milwaukee Brewers. The wild cards right now is the Philadelphia Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cubs. The Marlins are half game out. Jazz and the Marlins are half game out. The Reds are 1 game out. The Giants are 3 games out. The Padres, who've been playing some decent, but still under 500 baseball, 4.5 out. So when you look at the American League, you got Baltimore, Houston, and Milwaukee, and Minnesota are the division leaders. Then you get Tampa Bay. Now, no matter what happens, Baltimore and Tampa Bay in the playoffs. It doesn't matter who's going to be the division. It doesn't matter who's going to be the division champ or who's going to be the wild card team. And then you got Texas, which Texas and Seattle tied for the third spot. So they're going to battle in the Yankees 8 games out to there. So it's down to the last day. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something nice to watch. So even a casual baseball fan can get into it and watch a little more baseball. But the Braves are the best record. And I'll say, a lot of people teased me last year and say, oh, the Dodgers win all the games and get beat. That would be scary, because once you get the best record, everybody coming at you. They're coming for you. They're trying to get you. Let's see the text he has to say. Yes, the Dolphins is the best team. Sorry to hear about the injury to that Cowboy. Let's get the basketball and bring on them Lakers. Well, that's about another month and a half before we start seeing some basketball. And I really don't watch NBA till after Christmas. I would watch Christmas, maybe Christmas Day I start. And then I start watching a little more, but at the end of January, I fully into it. Then an all-star break right after that, I was go nuts on it. I think the NBA realized that that's why they're going to have the in-season tournament in November, December. And probably that's to build up some excitement and to build up some interest. So I'll check that out probably to see how that tournament goes. And then I'll get into baseball, I mean get into basketball fully. But right now my concentration is on 2 things, the Dodgers and the Dolphins. The Dodgers and the Dolphins. That's what I'm concentrating on. Yeah, my New York Liberty are watching a little bit of them too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in football. Mr. Producer, did Rich, he send you Rich or he sent you Rich? Colin Cowherd. Okay, so we got the final 10 coming up. We're going to take the break in a minute, but let's take our picks. Brought to you by Island Games. And then we'll take a break, and when you come out the break, it'll be... Is it Colin? Okay. Why don't we take a break right now, and we come right back? Oh, no, hold on. Let's take this caller first. Colin, you're on the air.
Hey, Purdy.
Hey.
I was talking to you earlier, and I got disconnected.
Nah, I ain't pressed the button. I think I don't know what happened there, because you were talking, and then the producer looked at me like, I don't know what happened there. You must have hung up on us.
But like I tell you, I've been having all kind of problems with
International Everyday Mail.
Wireless and all kind of things from Cable Bahamas. All kind of, I don't know what's going on.
Well, things happen,
that's
you know.
That's what I was telling you. I don't know what your topic was. I know you're on Sports Time now.
Yeah.
I was trying to call in earlier on the first hour, and I couldn't get through. And then I got through. I was trying to let it loose.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I get disconnected. I said, well, I must be saying something wrong, and you cut me.
No, I ain't cut you. I said, that's what I said. What probably happened was your internet, because I look at the producer. I said, what happened, Mr. Producer? He look at me, so I figure something went wrong on your end.
Well, I know they don't like Sparky. They like to give me 30 seconds.
Sparky, listen, as long as if you host it, I can get around for it. I don't mind that, but I can keep you on. I mean, you can talk.
Yeah, but I know some people that's calling there talking. They think they talk for hours when they call from Freeport and all over the place.
Well, that's a design show, and credit for credit, that's a design show that Naughty has that on Mondays is, I think, Freeport and Tuesdays is out.
No, I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about the other shows.
Oh.
Well, you boys, Seattle and them calling, they could talk all day.
Well, I talk to everybody, and I would tell Seattle, listen, you can't talk too much longer.
Well, you know, Seattle talking all day, and he tell the host sometimes, hold on, I got something else to say.
Okay.
I said, but I give you 30 seconds. He talk for 5-10 minutes, and he's still telling me to hold on. Like, he know everything in the whole world, out of control, the whole world. I'm trying to find out. These people don't know everything but everything. Are they millionaires?
I don't know if they're millionaires, but I think they have a general idea of what's going on. Anyway, Sparky, we got to go. It's that time. We're going to take our break now. When we come back, we have something coming in from Rich Eisen. So we're going to take our break right now. It's been a great 2 hours, people. It's been a great 2 hours. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the sponsors. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty, Talking Heads with Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Naughty's back, and I'll probably be back one day next week. Just before we go, the last, let me read the last text, because I don't want to say I didn't read your texts. Hey, you Catholic, what happened to the day of the sports and this? I did that. You missed it, Jeff. I did. That's one thing I did with sports and this, because that's my favorite part of the show. Anyway, I got to go. Take care. Be good. And we'll talk to you soon. This has been Pearly. I'm out.
Debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
First Suspension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. First Suspension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. First Suspension Plan. Island game, we got you. First Suspension Plan. From the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Justin Fields spoke honestly yesterday, and when you do that in a quarterback in the NFL, makes it sound like you are not taking responsibility. And just ask Zach Wilson then. He will give you the lesson learned conversation, because it was after last year's disastrous loss in New England, one impotent offensive series after another, after another, after another. And then the Jets special teams broke at the end and the Jets lose. And the Jets get swept by Belichick. It's insane. 8 straight seasons, 14 straight games they have lost to Bill Belichick. 14 straight football games they have lost. It's absurd. You know, in the same way that Aaron Rodgers signed the had the ownership papers of the Bears while he was in Green Bay, Belichick owns the Jets. I mean, forget about Woody Johnson. Who owns the Jets? It's Bill Belichick. And he takes special glee in that. And this guy's coming to town at 0-2 for the first time since Mo Lewis blew up Tom Brady's innards. That was in 2001. They lost the opener with Drew Bledsoe. Game 2, Brady comes trotting out. And they lost that game too. We all know what happened after that. And Belichick has not really had the lower hand on the Jets very often since then. But there's a new regime. And the question is if Zach Wilson isn't the guy against New England, and here he is against New England, because Aaron Rodgers, 4 snaps, 75 seconds into the season, blows out his Achilles. And the guy who is essentially rendered inoperative as the Jets quarterback forevermore, in my mind, is coming to town at 0-2, needing this win in the worst way. So who's going to take it over? I nominate Garrett Wilson, because guess what? He has nominated himself. I love this guy. My favorite Buckeye ever, potentially. I don't know what that list looks like. I don't think I'll ever come up with a top 5 list that way.
You could.
I know you guys would be counseling me to do that. But it's Garrett Wilson, man. Saying the stuff out loud you need to hear in a big week. Look, I can talk about, and I will on Friday's show in the usual spot, the games that I'm looking forward to the most this weekend. You look up and down the lot, there's not a lot of them that have that sizzle, that juice, that long-standing rivalry that has on top of it desperation and needing, want to, have to type stuff. This one has it all. And Garrett Wilson says, it's time for the Jets to finally beat the New England Patriots. This is what Garrett Wilson had to say on local New York City radio, Barton Hahn, I believe, nationally as well. This is what he had to say on this New York-based radio program.
14 straight is unacceptable. You know, that's unacceptable. We're, I'm 0-2 against them. That's unacceptable. You know, I inherited, I walked into a team that, you know, we haven't beat the Patriots, and I feel like that's why they brought me here and brought me and Sauce here and the guys here to make things like that change. So it's time that we, you know, do what we get paid for.
It's time we do what we get paid for. I like it, right?
Okay.
How many, because this is as close to I'm not here to kiss Bill Belichick's rings as you can get.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like,
yeah.
And the Jets need it. Sauce, too. Quinnen Williams, Q-ball, as Warren Sapp referred to him the other day when he zoomed into this program. Breece Hall, let's get him working. Let's get him going. You do have the kids who can be all right enough. And then maybe helping out Zach a little bit here. Maybe.
Hey, Aaron. Where are you?
That's what I'm wondering. I know he's still out here on the West Coast convalescing, checking out the Dolphins, as he said. It is therapeutic, by the way. It is.
It is.
Can confirm. Maybe is he, can we FaceTime him as he likes to do, or Zoom with him, or get him on with Zach talking about what Belichick might throw at him? Maybe getting on the horn with Nathaniel Hackett.
Where is Aaron right now?
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. I know he can't physically be there, and I said it the other day. The faster we can get him on one of those rascals, or what, the scooter that you put your you see people have with the Achilles, faster we can get him out there on the, you know, the sideline where it's safe enough for him to be there, the better. Let's get him on the phone with Nathaniel Hackett and Zach. Let's get them all together. Because he is part of this team. I would love it. We need him.
Hey, Aaron, where are you?
I'm taking attendance. It may be too soon.
You mean Denise?
And here's the other. Here's the Denise. So the Balake. you gotta get those offensive linemen blocking. That's what you gotta do. And to help with this process, like, let's not wing it around on Belichick and go into the teeth of what he's trying to do here. Hoskins, put it up here. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a tropical cyclone or something like that.
I just saw that
climbing up the East Coast.
Yeah.
And it does appear that by, you know, Sunday, it's right over East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Ooh. By the way, there's games in Baltimore.
And Washington.
And Washington that can be affected as well. Buffalo and the Commanders and the Colts and the
What's the name of that storm?
I don't know. Oh. It's currently called Potential Tropical Cyclone 16.
It's not. The name is an Oshak Hennessy?
No, it's definitely not the Oshak Hennessy. No, but so I'm saying here, like, maybe the weather can just say to Hackett, give it a Breece Hall, give it a Dalvin Cook, mount him up. You saw what Raheem Mostert just did. Use Garrett Wilson out wide if you can. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be too windy or rainy. Belichick's going to have that hoodie on. He's going to really look like the Emperor Palpatine more than anything else. Or is it time? Whatever. All I know is I loved hearing that from Garrett Wilson. I loved hearing it.
Where is Aaron right now?
And that's what I want to know too. Key and Peele is all over my Instagram algorithm right now, and it's delightful.
It's pronounced Aaron.
Oh my gosh. So that's what I'm thinking. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.